person also has the mitzvah on the Kohanim to give the Birchas Kohanim, to bless us. It's actually a mitzvah on the Kohanim. When they bless us every morning here, they fulfill a mitzvah. A little bit interesting, machloket, if we have a mitzvah to be blessed. It's also an interesting discussion.
Oh, then you'd have a chiyum doraita to go to a minyan.
A chiyum doraita at least.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not the same. But you would have a chiyum doraita to get such a bracha. And you'd be annoyed if you get there and there's no kohanim then. Okay. But it's interesting to note the pasuk, which tells Hashem says, "Kol devarcho b'nei Yisrael morlei, this is what you should do." And we know the bracha yivarecha, etc. And then the pasuk says, "V'samu et shmi al b'nei Yisrael v'ani avarchem." Put my name on b'nei Yisrael, and I will bless them. Okay, it's a pronoun game. Who is going to get blessed?
Oh, it's either, and I'm going to bless the Kohanim, or I'm going to bless b'nei Yisrael. Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, those are the options. Is Hashem saying he will bless the Kohanim or b'nei Yisrael? So this is actually a machloket in
the... Is there English here?
Is there English of what?
On the sources.
I put English on the sources for the two Gemaras.
What's going on with the world?
Okay. So the Malbim actually cites two Gemaras. So the first one is the Gemara in Chulin where it has this machloket. The Kodav Arach B'nei Yisrael, Rabbi Shmuel Amar, L'manu Brachli Yisrael Mipi Kohanim. Kohanim Atzman Lo L'manu. Shomer V'nei Vachem Aromer Kohanim Barachli Yisrael. So, what happens? Hashem tells the Kohanim to bless Am Yisrael, and then Hashem says, "And I will bless the Kohanim." Rabbi Akiva, on the other hand, says, "Lamanu brachli Yisrael mi pi Kohanim, pi gvura lo lamanu." We don't have any bracha for the Kohanim from this pasuk. Vani avarchem is they'll bless Am Yisrael, and through them giving a bracha to Am Yisrael, I'm going to bless Am Yisrael. So, where's the bracha for the Kohanim? Eli Rabbi Akiva bracha Kohanim inali. Well, very simply, the pasuk says, "Vavarcham evarachecha." It's one of the promises to Avram Avinu in Parshas Lech Lecha. So, Avram Avinu, anybody who blesses you, I'll bless. So, when the Kohanim bless Am Yisrael, well, there you go. That's how they get blessed. But it's not from this this promise of Simon Shmuel ben Yisrael ben Yavarchem. So, the Malbim actually connects it to another Gemara in Brachot. It's about tzaddikim and how they cause bracha to be spread to the world. So the Gemara says, "Kol Olam." It's a machloket, either Rav and Shmuel or Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Elazar. Kol Olam kulot nizonim mitzdaka v'him nizonim mizroa. Everybody is sustained by Hakadosh Baruch Hu's tzedaka, i.e., not because they deserve it, but the righteous are sustained by having earned it. And the other one says, "No. Kol Olam nizonim mizchutan." Everybody else gets parnasa because of the tzaddikim, v'heim afil b'skud atzman in izonin, and they don't even get parnasa causing themselves. They're able to cause bracha for everyone else, parnasa for everyone else, but not even for themselves. And then the Gemara eventually says, the shita of Rav is that every day a batkul comes out. That less relevant here, but the example is kol ha'olam kulo nizonin b'shvil chanina b'ni. Everybody's, Rabbi Hanina is such a big tzaddik. Everybody in the whole world is getting sustained. Hashem is providing for all of them. All b'schut Hanina is such a big tzaddik. But even Hanina is not getting parnasa from because of anything. All he needs is a little bit of carob, a little bit of buxer, and that's enough from him. So what do we see from this, says the Malbim? We see that... says that Shail Bidav Charuvin. So this is according to the Mandamar Rishon, who says that what is the tzaddik? You have to understand the mashal that the Malbim gives. The Malbim compares what the tzaddik is doing to either being a person who's opening the faucet, and does he get wet or not? Okay? Or the better mashal that he gives is he being a funnel? So if he's a funnel, so everything passes through him. But he doesn't hold on to anything. When you have a funnel, right, all the liquid passes through. So he's able to get the liquid from the faucet that he opened to everybody else, but he doesn't get any of it. Or is he opening the faucet on himself with everyone else? So now with that in mind, we can understand the Malbim's mashal. Either, according to the Mandamar, the tzaddik is what? Sinor Amerik Bracha Mima'al Al Olam Kulo. He's causing this hose to open on the whole world. Inkin, whom he kabel mifkar hashef harishonov in his own Israel. But by rights, he gets the first spritz, like taking a selfie of you and a large crowd of people. So you're in the picture more than everybody else. Everybody else is in the background. So if you're bizroa, meaning you earn this, you deserve it. Hashem isover, achar shuut sinor patuach l'rid l'shevim shemekabel, yev shar t'dakev akracha etzlok, yodoma kamashpech, you're more like the funnel. Ubol on ishar mu'uma, you end up with nothing. So he says, those two svarot are taloi, whether we said, is the tzadik mevarech urak poteach sinor shev, is he just the one opening the spout? And therefore, none of it happens for him. When the Kaddish Baruch is going to be mashmiya on him, that's like Rabbi Akiva. Ani avarchim. Hainu ani avarechet b'nei Yisrael. In other words, the Kohanim, hey, rak potchim tzidurei Hashefa, v'acharkach tereid abracha, me'eshem yibrach, v'atzmo li Yisrael. So according to that, there is no special bracha for the Kohanim. On the other hand, if you hold a Rabbi Yishmael, that even b'schud atzamei nizonin, in other words, all the azalat ha'shvechot bracha is going to go on the... is going to happen because of the tzaddik, and none of it's going to land on him. And therefore, they need their own bracha. Because they're more like the funnel, they need their own special bracha. So now we can go back and understand the pasuk. Is it because that I'm going to bless them along with everybody else, or I'm going to need to bless them because they're going to be providing for everybody else and not for them, not for themselves. Okay? But either way.
Right, that's like a bigger lesson, like parenting.
Okay, go. Let's hear it.
Parent gives to the kids.
Yeah.
Then, or God wants to give to the kids. God gives to the kids, so the parents give it to the kids.
And so through then, the parents, yeah. You're saying. Okay.
And God, therefore, also needs to give to the parents. So they need vacation days.
Ah, so he needs to provide for them so they can provide for the kids. Well, that's just true in general. You know, we say the pasuk potechad yedecho maspil l'chol charatzon, saying Hashem, open up your hands and provide for everybody else. You know how he's going to do that? By giving you more than you need, so that you can give to the guy who doesn't have enough. That's how Hashem does it. When we're saying Hashem, provide for the ani and whoever doesn't have, what we're really saying is
make my pockets bigger.
Make my pocket bigger, so I can share the largesse, and certainly the surplus with those who don't have. And what we see is the reward is vani avarchem that. But also we have, like Rabbi Akiva says, if you are causing that bracha to be spread to the rest of Am Yisrael, I'm going to make sure that you yourselves get blessed. So Ani Avarchem can be, and I will make sure if you are blessing Am Yisrael, that I'm going to bless Am Yisrael through you. Or the other option is, I'm going to end up blessing you because of your bracha Am Yisrael. So you should really, really be working on spreading, you know, spreading the bracha to the rest of Am Yisrael. And either way, in one of the two mechanisms, the Kaddish Baruch is going to make sure that you get your due reward. That's two potential ways to understand the pasuk. That's what the Malbim is pointing out based on these Gemaras. So the Malbim helps us understand the pshat of the pasuk. Sure.